election line. Lower class and social slime. They don't matter. Genocide. Sick from water. Sick from air. Making money. They don't care. Caesarship. Force of air. Fuck them back. It's only fun. They bomb. They shoot. They kill. They massacre. Rain. They burn. The kids. No one makes gun. Trees. Lie. To your face. Fight. And die. This God will give. Time killing people next in line. Lower class and social side. They don't matter. Genocide. Sick from water. Sick from air. Making money. They don't care. See their shit. Force a bear. Fuck them back. That's only fair. They bomb. They shoot. They kill. They massacre. Rape. They burn. The kids. No more makes gun. Trees. Lie. To your face. Fight. And die. Cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little online network. To say we got problems would be putting it lightly. I was thinking last night, I actually went and read, all about Paul Revere and riding through the streets, and the British are coming. And that alerted the people. And then trying to kick the British in the teeth. A lot of time has passed since then. And it's just like Cicero said, an enemy at the gates is less to be feared because, or a murderer is less to be feared, I guess he said. But an enemy at the gates, you know who they are. They're dressed in their uniforms. They're standing waiting to attack. But he also says, but treason from within is a problem because they walk the halls of government. And they look the same. They speak the same. But you don't know what they're doing in the dark, in the shadows. So, it's time really that we ride and we warn that the enemy's already inside the gates. And we got to take the enemy before they take us. And the enemy lives and operates where you live. The enemy is in your houses of government. The enemy is your local council. The enemy is your CAOs and your city managers, all implementing the globalist agendas, which is to take down of your nation state. That is the primary goal of the United Nations, the internationalists, the globalists, is end of nation states. Bring it under the rule of offshore, unelected criminals. And we got to out these people. I don't believe that there's one politician who is not guilty of treason against the people. Now, here in Canada, they take an oath to the Queen. I think stateside, they take an oath to the state. And the United States, like Canada, is a corporation, so they're taking an oath to the corporation, not the people. And the corporations have all signed on the United Nations, which wants end of nation states up here north of the American border. You know, our conservative / Republican prime minister, not our prime minister, because all politicians, police, military, etc., take an oath to the Queen, which is the corporation, which makes them the CEOs of the company known as Canada. And they do the bidding. They do what they're told to do. Simple as that. They don't represent anybody other than the corporation. And the nefarious dogs that created them. So, our conservative / Republican, Stephen Harper, back in 2010 at the G20 meeting, and we know how people are, it doesn't matter where it was, a G20 meeting, those that kind of get it, that are protesting against it, get run over, beat up, arrested, assaulted, tasered, pepper sprayed, water cannon, noise cannon. While the CEOs sit around and make the plans. Now, the G20 in 2010 in Toronto, the CEO / Prime Minister stood at the podium at a media scrum. I stated very specifically, this is a loss of national sovereignty. Some people don't like it, but it's a simple reality. Now, CBC called me, the Canadian, or the Communist Broadcasting Corporation of Canada, called me wanting a video about, I don't know, must have been getting on a year after the G20. Wanting a video that they were going to do a serious piece on the G20. So they were looking for a particular video that was on my YouTube. And I told them that didn't have anything whatsoever to do with the G20. I thought you were doing a serious piece on it. If you're doing a serious piece on it, then include this video of Harper stating that this is a loss of national sovereignty. Now, the CBC, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, their reaction to me bringing up that video was, oh, that was unfortunate, but we wouldn't be interested in that. We have the clip of cops running over a bunch of people after they're done singing "Oh Canada," which is really stupid because the people protesting are singing "Oh Canada," which is a corporate anthem. Later on, I called the Prime Minister / CEO's office in Ottawa and got talking to his people, and I said, you know, I want to know what was meant by Harper's statement at the G20. Stating this is a loss of national sovereignty. Their response was almost identical to the Communist Broadcasting Corporation of Canada. Oh, that. That was unfortunate, but we're not allowed to discuss that, says the office of the Prime Minister / CEO. So the media company that is paid for by taxpayers' money, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, not independent, absolutely paid by the taxpayer, doesn't want anything to do with that information. And that clip, that statement was broadcast nowhere in this country. It was not written about in the newspaper anywhere in this country. And the Prime Minister / CEO's office have the same response as the Communist Broadcasting Corporation. Oh, that was unfortunate, but wait, we're not allowed to discuss it. Have a nice day. Goodbye. So that's your conservative / Republicans. And then we have our new little, I just call him Tinkerbell Trudeau, the son of a known communist, his father, Pierre Trudeau, who wrote for a communist friggin' newspaper. I forget what year that was, 2012, 2013, 2015. New York Times stated that Canada is the first post-national state. The world's first post-national state. That's past state. That's no state. That's end of state. And he, of course, is a liberal / Democrat. And that statement was not broadcast in the media anywhere that I'm aware of, at least not up here. And yet today we have all of these people still wrapped up in this ridiculous right-left political game. It's not a game. Well, I guess it is a game. It's more like theater. It's an absolute fraud is what it is. To keep the people convinced that these political leaders, parties, have the best interest of the hardworking men and women of this country. And I'm getting sick of that. I've been sick of that for a long, long time. The fact is that there is no such thing as a politician who represents the people. They do not exist. Which means they're involved in a fraud, and fraud is against the law. They're deceivers. They smile at you while they lie to you. In the old days, in the very old days, when men were men, they would go after these people. And they would deal with them. Put a little fear into them. We've given them such a free ride, it's ridiculous. And that's got to stop. Now, I remember way back, I mean, the whole idea of the education system is to make people as stupid as possible. The longer you're in the system, the stupider you get. You know, I get a kick out of these idiots waving their university degrees around. You know, you waving that university degree around is just proof how stupid you are. Because you manage to get all the way through university and still not know nothing. Have no clue about anything. Dumber than a box of rocks. But these are the people that are easily deceived. These are the people that end up in positions of authority in that. because they think what they were told was correct, when in fact it is not. I remember my, I don't know if anybody remembers this or not, but I remember they used to have ads. That would have been back, when the hell would that have been, in the 80s maybe? Ads about, there was a company that was selling videos and books on how to spell. And I remember talking to my nephew one time. He was, I don't know, in public school, I guess, at the time. And we were going to have a spelling test. And he was struggling away. I just sounded out. Sounded out. What's that mean? Well, you know phonics? What's that? What's how you figure out how to spell a word? Break it up, sound it out, and you get it. There's some rules and whatnot. Well, nobody teaching us nothing like that. Then why the hell do you learn to spell? Well, we memorize it. Well, how can you memorize every word? Well, we don't. We memorize the words for the test, and then we pass the test, and we forget about the words. Dumbing the kids down. When they come out with the new math, that was when I was in grade 9 or 10. And that made no sense at all. And I brought that up. I just continued doing math the way I did math, which worked fine for me. Then I remember my niece. She just went into high school. Maybe grade 9 or 10, and she was failing math miserably. She was convinced she was stupid. Very bright girl, but she was convinced she was stupid. But then she told me about 60% of the class were failing in math. Well, how could 60% of the class be failing in math? So I asked her to show me what the hell they were doing in math, and she showed me, and I said, well, how in the hell would you ever... This isn't math. This is a mess. No wonder everybody's struggling. Here, all you got to know about math is one simple number, 10. Work from there. So I spent a little bit of time with her, and she got real good at math. And I said, there, that was easy, wasn't it? And she said, yeah, but I won't be able to do that in school. Well, don't tell me to. Just play their stupid nonsense and then put the right answer down. And she was fearful she'd get in trouble. She did find out she wasn't stupid. So she started doing math the way I taught her to do math, and her marks went straight up, which caught the teacher's attention. The teacher asked my niece what she was doing. How did she get so good at math all of a sudden? And she told him, so my uncle taught me how a different way to do this. And the teacher actually, because everybody was struggling so bad in math, the teacher actually asked my niece to show the class and show the teacher what her dropout uncle had taught her. But you see, the teachers come through the same damn school system. So when you look at a teacher, people think, oh, that's a teacher, that's smart. No, it's not. Teachers are stupid because they came through the same damn system. Now, lately, they've taken cursive writing out of schools. And now I just saw an ad. It wasn't an ad. It was, I ran across something that, retired people and people in the neighborhood and that are, now setting up, classes outside the school, to tutor children in cursive writing. So again, your tax dollars, you work, that's your earnings. And then they take your earnings to pay for the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, to pay for the education system, of which they removed phonics, of which they screwed the math up, of which they took out cursive writing. So you got companies selling phonics. You got people teaching the students after school cursive writing. And yet you're working and they're pulling your money out to pay for the school system, which is now teaching your kids that children are sex objects. Don't teach them how to spell. Don't teach them how to do math. Don't teach them how to do cursive writings, but they're teaching them how to be an LGBTQ. They're teaching them that global warming is real and it's false. And we're paying for this. And they're taking more and more out of your pocket every freaking day. You should be up in freaking arms. Become so totally docile. It's ridiculous. I saw a thing in a paper from, I think it was London, Ontario, that they're going to raise your property taxes in London, Ontario, because the minimum wage is going up. Now, how that ties with your property taxes is beyond me. Kind of reminds me of when there's a hurricane somewhere or something, the price of building material goes through the ceiling. Just an excuse. But we really need to just, you know, people are looking at these so-called leaders. They're just company men and women. And their job is to lie to you. That's their freaking job. Their job is to lie to you. Their job is to deceive you. Their job is to walk you where the people that started the UN, the globalists and internationals, their job is to walk you to the destination that these global SOBs want to arrive at, which is end of nation state, to control all the resources and the people on the planet. These people should be driven, not should be, they have to be driven out. As long as they're there, we're going downhill. We need to get control of the media. We need to get control of all political systems, right from the federal to the provincial to the local. And we got to drive these people out. They are a danger. They are, I suppose, you know, death of a nation state. That's a pretty big statement. That's worse than the Black Plague. And yet we allow them to walk free. You know, the media is so bad. And I've said this before, back in, I don't know, from 2007 to whenever, 2010 or better. I did a lot of dealing with government and dealing with people fighting windmills and other nonsense. And these people actually sell their freaking souls. It's the only way that you can say it. That one reporter that we used to run into each other all the time. Oh, windmills are good, yada, yada. All this propaganda, and he was part of the media. He was a young guy, so I kept talking to him, trying to straighten him out. And that one meeting we were at, it was huge. Government and players, public. And I went outside for a smoke, and he came out, and we're talking, and he goes, you know, Ron, you've been telling me this is fraud for a while, but are you telling me that all of those people inside that big building are wrong and you're right? Yep. I said, did you look at any of the stuff I sent you? I haven't had time. Well, look at it. And I don't know, a month, 2 months, 6 months later, whenever, called me up and wanted to come over and talk and shoot some video or whatever. And we're talking, and I said, yeah, well, you're not here to shoot video or do a story. What are you really here for? And he says, I'm here. I took the time to look at your research. And he said, you've been right all along. This is a total and complete fraud. Bingo. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're in the media. You're going to do a story on it? Well, they'll never let me. Exactly. So what are you going to do? Do a piece independently? Because now that you know it's a fraud, and most everything else you report on is a fraud, it's in your ballpark now. You're either going to sell it out and keep doing what you're doing, knowing that most of what you report is a fraud, or you're going to do what you need to do and that break free from this nonsense, maybe start up an independent. But to this day, you're still working in the media. And that's sad. It's the same as these politicians. Some of them know it's a fraud, but they ain't talking. And if they do know it's a fraud and they're not talking, they're the worst. They're worse than the ones that know it's a fraud when they got into it. Because none of these people are standing up. None of them. They're all liars. They're all deceivers. It's the same thing as that Working Man Hero song. There's still room on the hill, i.e. government, if you're willing to smile as you kill. And they're killing our nations. Been killing our nations slowly for a very long time, but now they're pulling out all the stops. They want to get it done. As our Lieutenant Governor of Ontario stated when she was with United Nations Environmental Program, she is tired of the incrementalism. Let's just get it done. And that witch, Elizabeth Dowdswell, is now the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario. Makes it very easy to pass nefarious stuff through the legislature, sign it off on behalf of the Queen. Ooh, this, my wife's going to hit me in the head with a book when I say this, but I'm going to say it because the Queen's the Queen's position, which is a corporate entity, the Queen, and the Queen is not Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a woman, a flesh and blood woman. The Queen is a title, is a corporate title. And it is the Queen that is at the apex of the, and that's what it says on Lieutenant Governor's site. The Queen is at the apex of the political and legal systems, which are both corporate. The legal system is not law, and the political system does not represent the people. Even though Elizabeth took an oath to uphold the law as per the King James Bible, that's the old right of kings, before they created the legal entity. You see, the man or the woman took an oath to uphold the law as per the King James Bible, and then ascended to the position of king or queen, with the understanding if they broke their oath, they had no right to rule. They were acting supposedly as the proxy of Christ. And if they broke the law, which is do not add to or take away from my law, so if they add to the law or take away from the law, they've broken their oath and they have no right to rule. And if they continue to rule, it's under tyranny. Now, we've been under tyranny for a very, very long time, because legal, by definition, is not law. God created man and gave him law. Man created persons and ruled them through legals. Because you can only, you only have authority over what you create. And that's what they did. They rebranded. So now these globalists act as God over us, which is a joke. Because it's the opposite of. But we were warned, take heed no man deceive you. And, well, we turned out to be easily deceived through manufactured benefits, of which they take your labor from you to pay for the benefits that they promised you, and in turn indebt your ass and your children's asses and your grandchildren's asses as they move along the road to end of nation states and world domination. So, you know, you should be able to just, when you see a politician, just walk up and punch him in the face. That should, that's probably lawful. They'd probably tell you it's not legal. But lawfully, I think you could do it. Because they've deceived you. And deception is fraud. So every single one, every single politician is guilty of fraud. They'll say, well, we didn't really deceive you because we're a corporation. Well, yeah, but you deceive the people into believing that you represent them, even though it's written down very plainly that you don't. But through the media and this and that, and the schools, people come to believe that, I mean, we voted for you. Don't you represent us? No. And by the way, you didn't vote for us. Well, of course we voted for you. Well, not really. See, we're pretty sneaky. Remember, we created persons? They're corporate entities of which we, the corporation, own. Why? Because we created them. And then we attached it to you. For benefits, you know. Your mother actually signed you over. She was seduced when they plagiarized your name. That's what plagiarism says, to seduce. and the theft of a child or a slave. When they seduce your mother into registering you for benefits, and they didn't give her full disclosure, because no mother would sign their child over to some entity that says, well, we'll give you a baby bonus and free health care or free schooling or whatever, but you're signing your child over to us, and we have complete and total control over your child. You can hold it and feed it and clothe it and whatnot, but we own it. Now, they don't actually own the child, but they own the entity they created. You know, cap name is what they created, but it's the very same spelling as yours. But it's a title. It's all caps. It's an epitaph. It's a title. So they offer the mother a few little benefits. But what they got out of the deal was they get to work the hell out of that child when it comes of age and take his labor or her labor forever. So we'll give you this few crumbs, but you're going to pay us big time coming out the other end. But no man or woman votes, because you can't, because it says very specifically only a registered person can vote. Well, you're not a person. You're a man or a woman. So you act as a proxy for the person, because the person can't do anything. It's just a legal financial piece of paper. So they make you the proxy for the corporate entity, the person. You animate what they created, but you can't vote. Because one thing about the legal system is the legal system does not and cannot recognize a man or a woman. They have no authority over a man and a woman, because they didn't create a man or a woman. And you only have authority over what you create. So they're God now. They're not really. They just conned you into believing. And then when they moved to secular, they separated this. So the idea of the queen, or the one that took the oath to be titled, is separate entities now. And so now you're fully engulfed in their fraud. And all we got to do is step away from it. You don't owe these clowns any taxes. You don't owe these clowns any debt. Without your authority, they attached what they created to you. And says, and got you to believe they're the same thing. It couldn't be further from the truth. They're exact opposite. One's alive and one's dead. Well, the dead thing that we created can't be animated. It can't pay taxes. We can't give it a speeding ticket. But also, we don't have any authority over the man or the woman, because we didn't create a man or a woman. We created a person. Well, how are we going to do this? Well, we'll just attach them together so that they think they're the same. And then we can have our way with them. So, you know, all this debt that they think that they indebted the countries so that the countries can't get out from under the debt. So when they make the offer that they will, and I heard that Norway has already basically killed the mortgage debt. I have to look into that more. But this is the whole point, is that we will eat the debt, but you will give us complete and total control over all the resources. Just like when they got rid of real money and they turned you into the surety and they use you to borrow with. And your taxes go to pay the interest on the phony debt. That's why no country can ever get out of debt. It's impossible. So now they bankrupt all the countries again. And, you know, there's too much debt. It doesn't matter how many people you have, you'll never pay this off. So why don't we cut the debt loose? You give us all the resources and your nation state. We'll rule it. And we will use the wonderful word adequate out of the Human Rights, UN International Human Rights, or Universal Human Rights. And we will make sure that everyone gets adequate schooling, food, housing, water. And you can bet your bottom dollar it ain't going to be sufficient. So we're either just going to lay back and let this continue, or we're going to start to get a little huffy. Now, we don't want to get violent, but we do want to out these people. We want to keep talking, teaching, and shining the light to everybody you know, whether they want to hear about it or not. But the enemy is inside the gates big time. And we're the slaves. We're not really slaves. We're only slaves in their legal system. We got to go back to law. If we all went back to law in the morning, the legal system would disappear overnight. Then we'd get back to real money overnight. All the debt would be gone overnight. We would get back to educating the children the way they're supposed to be educated. We would have control of our countries again. All politicians would be jailed for fraud. The media would be jailed for fraud. And then we'll get back to some truth. Until we get back to truth, we're living a lie. We've been living a lie since the day we were born. Why? Because we've been lied to since the day we were born. And we never called anybody on it. We just wander around, doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. You know, well, you know, we may have a few problems, but other countries have more problems. I hate these stupid excuses. I call the keep your head up your ass excuse. You see what's right in front of your face, but you refuse to see it. So you stick your head where it's dark. And you just play along with the game. And the game is to harm you. And I don't know why anybody would want to be harmed. I mean, law of states, treat your neighbor as you wish to be treated, and don't cause anybody any harm. Whoa, what a revelation. How freaking simple. Nobody can tell you that you got to move your vehicle out of your yard because it ain't got a plate on it. Why? First of all, you don't need plates. Not in law, you don't. But all these bylaws and that are coming down at your local level are getting absolutely ridiculous. You know, I was at some new housing there, and you can't have, you buy in this house, you think it's your house when it ain't your house. You're leasing your house because this ain't your house. It's a corporate house. So the company can tell you what the rules and regulations are of living in company housing. That's what your house is, company housing. You don't own your freaking house. You got the right of enjoyment, but they're taking that away. Because this housing development was at, you can't, you buy your house, but you can't have a boat in the driveway. You can't have an RV in the driveway. You either got to hide it in the garage. If you don't have room in the garage, you go put it somewhere else, but you can't have it there. Well, wait a minute, isn't this my yard? Well, no, the yard actually belongs to the municipality. Why do you think we can make you do stupid things you don't want to do? You don't own the land your house is sitting on. You bought a property, which is an abstract concept only. It doesn't exist in reality. It only exists in the legal world, and the legal world is a complete and total fraud. We got to come to grips with this. Now, I see our Muslim immigration minister. This is like a bad cartoon. Our Muslim immigration minister, who's supposed to be the immigration minister, and immigration has certain rules, and you're supposed to come through the front door, but all these cities now have been turned into sanctuary cities, which thumb the nose at the federal immigration. Same thing in the United States. So now your cities, multiple cities, have become sanctuary cities where they will bring in people who are illegally in the country and feed them and clothe them and educate them and give them health care and everything when they're not supposed to be here. And the federal government turns a blind eye to the cities breaking the law. You don't see the immigration minister phoning up the mayor of this or that city saying, "Hey, Jack, what the hell do you think you're doing?" Oh, well, the UN wanted to set up sanctuary cities to bypass immigration because of the 1951 refugee agreement. Oh, yeah, right, I forgot about that. I thought it was ahead of immigration. Right, it's open borders. Okay, I got it. Well, how are we going to spend this? Just ignore it. Oh, okay. Now, our Muslim immigration minister, they've set some new immigration numbers, which is basically, yeah, I just rounded out to 1,000 a day. You know, this year coming, I think it's 300 and some odd thousand. I can't remember if it's 323, 340, whatever the number is. But it's only 365 days in a year, so just round it out. So that's like 1,000 immigrants a day coming through the border. Well, it doesn't take a brain, a very intelligent man or woman, to understand that they don't have the capacity to deal with 1,000 people coming through the border a day. And screen them and make sure they're here legally and make sure they're not crazy people. Nope. Open doors. Now, up here in Canadastan, the corporation known as Canada has partnered with the UN Refugee Agency and George Soros's Open Societies in order to flood our lands with migrants, with the goal of making white people a minority as fast as they can. And we can't stand for this. Everybody should be really, really angry. We got deceived into believing this was our country. You know, this is my country. Well, what does he country even mean? If you go look it up, country means rural area. And that those that came here to claim it, the corporation that came here to claim it, claimed it on the idea that it was wasteland. There was no improvements to it. Because they didn't look at the native people as making any improvements. The native people didn't have factories. The native people were riding horses. The native people were nomadic. The native people lived off the land for what the land offered them without destroying it. And therefore, nothing had been improved, they call it, improved. So they claimed it as wasteland. Now, our forefathers came here specifically out from underneath the boot of tyranny. And they worked hard at holding that back. But they do this stuff incrementally, and they do it generationally. So that when those first people that came here to get out from under the boot of tyranny, after they built some towns and villages and that, they get old and die. And it becomes like when those people first came here, if a Catholic came in town, they boot their hat, boot them out. If a lawyer came in town, they boot them out. They understood where the evil was coming from. They understood the fraud. But we all eventually die, and these cretins know that. So they just keep their insidious incrementalism, generationalism, keep working away at it until they got us where we are today. Now, I want to just say it before we go. You know, this is something that I don't hear. I didn't hear about. I saw this logo or whatever, and I'd never really seen it before. Now, I studied Martin Luther a long time ago, but I'd never seen this logo, and I didn't know it was. 2017 is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. 500 years ago, they kicked the shit out of Rome, is what they did. And that's the same basic time period as when settlers and that started moving across to the New World. And they had their Geneva Bible with them and that, which pointed to the Pope as the Antichrist, Satan, whatever. And they really put Rome down. But Rome has risen again. You know, back then, when they were looking at Rome, they were basically looking at it as the new Babylon. Now, you know Rome's risen again because all you got to do is look at your school system. All you got to do is look at the ugliness around us now. And you know Babylon is back. So, you know, Rome was really having some problems, and then they come up with Vatican II, basically join all the religions together, with Rome running them. I say Rome, I mean the Vatican. And I'm thinking, seeing as this is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, I'm thinking maybe it's time for Reformation 2, where once again we kick the snot out of these deceivers. Get back to some truth. You see, there's only two things walking the planet. There's good and there's evil. And evil has raised its ugly head. And they have a very evil agenda. You know, they're vaccinating the shit out of the kids. The kids are either going to be autistic, they're going to have shorter lifespans, they're going to be sterile. They're teaching kids to be fodder for the pedophiles. They're making pedophilia look normal. And we're just sitting back going, well, I don't think that's right. Well, you know it ain't right. You don't think it's not right. You know it's not right. But if you say you know it's not right, well, then you probably have an obligation to do something about it. If you just think it's not right, well, you're really kind of bypassing your obligation as a man or a woman. I see the mayor of New York. I saw something at a rally he was at prior to this Muslim running over these innocent people going down a bike path, that apparently, I haven't had a chance to verify it yet, but I've seen it a few times, and I have to go verify what this rally was, but apparently at this rally, the mayor of New York said he was a Muslim. Now, if he's a Jew or what the hell he is, probably. But why we would allow our nations, and the nations are the people. Nation is the people. Why are we allowing them to destroy our nations, which is the people? The men, the women, the children. Why are we allowing them to destroy us? America's only a small little percentage less than the size of China. There's lots of space in China. They got 1.1 or 1.2 billion people there. America's got 300 and some million, third the population. And yet there's no reason for anybody in the United States to be hungry or without a home. No excuse. Canada's even more ridiculous. I mean, we got the second largest landmass place on the planet. Our hospital system's going in the toilet. The education system's well in the toilet. You know, I would go with the North American Union with a border still. But if we in North America, with the resources that we have between Canada and the United States, shut down these damn borders, become a nationalist, kick everybody out that's not supposed to be here, start manufacturing what we require. Once we're back up in law and everybody's got a home and everybody's properly fed and everybody's getting a proper education, then and only then can we start to allow people into the nations under very strict rules. If we don't do that, well, the lights are going down. I don't.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for them more, they shoot, they kill, they master, they break, they break.